001, Monday night. No, we went through the adenoids and adenoids. Adenoids. What? So there's some prefixes that you don't say the ah, like you'd say lado, you wouldn't pronounce the ah. When it's a patach, you usually don't. Lado, usually it's with a lamed. Maybe we should make a class in proper Hebrew pronunciation, proper Lashon Kodesh pronunciation, I should say.
What is the
why? Oh, I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't know the whys. Lado, bado. No, with a patach it usually falls. When there's a lit, then you say lit ado. Vayishava bado. You would say bado. Two, you know, we learned yesterday about certain dikdukim in Shema. The Mishnah Berurah brings down when the last letter of a word is the same as the first letter of the next word. But in his examples, he doesn't bring down an extremely common thing, which is Bnei Yisrael. And ask any good Balkoire, that's like, you know, you got to give a little pause there, or else it sounds like there's one yud. Bnei Yisrael. So that was okay. And also, it's Bnei Yisrael. Daber Bnei Yisrael, v'yamar klal lehem. And also,
the Rebbe said that it's not necessary.
What did I say?
You once said that it wasn't so necessary. You heard from somebody.
I never said any such thing. I deny it. Maybe Yosef b'di'evet. That will happen the next siman of Shulchan Aruch. Yosef b'di'evet. But
let's call it somebody that is so difficult because I don't understand it. But the message.
By the Shvan, right?
Yeah. Let's go.
Must be God that is misquoting you.
And also Shema is usually mispronounced because it's a Shvana. The first syllable of a word is a Shvana. It's Shema, not Shema. So you right away start off on the wrong foot. They usually, and in America, it's very interesting. They teach kids when they learn Kriya, when they learn Aleph Beis, and they learn the Nakudos, they teach them Shvana. I don't know what, I'm talking about in Muncie. My experience in Lakewood Muncie is that they teach them right, and then they start davening with them, and they promptly ignore and forget what they just taught them a week ago. So, I don't know, the kid learns right away to be a hypocrite. Okay, let's go. Samach Aleph. We're up to Samach Aleph, and we're finishing Samach Aleph. We're up to Sivchav Beis. And the Mechaber tells us this is the disheartening news, that Af Betzuke Dezimer Ubetfilo Tzarech Lodak Dekbekach. That the reason this is in Hilchos Kriyas Shema is for two reasons. First of all, because it's proper to be more, even more medactic and more careful about this when you're being mekabel ol malchus shemayim and you're talking about yichud Hashem, so it's more proper to be medactic. And second of all, this is something everybody says twice a day, so everybody's saying it twice a day. So, but really, you always have to. I don't know if the word is elocute the words properly. I don't know if that's a verb, elocute. But your elocution and your diktuk should always be that way in Pesukei Dezimra and in Tefillah and Shmona Esrei. Any part of davening, your enunciation, thank you. Your enunciation of the words should always be with the diktuk that we're learning about here. Hagav Odin Hakar B'Torn B'Muksuvim. It's not just when you're davening. When you're saying Shnai Mikra V'Chatargu, when you're learning. When you're reading a Pesuk in Tanakh, certainly when you're laming, goes without saying, Yesh Lu Zoyer. Mishnah Berurah says, V'lo Hisiru Al Kriya Shema El Mishum Shemesur Lakol. Right? That's a concept we find in the Gemara sometimes. V'yesh Bo Yichud Shemayim. So you have to be even more careful. But it's, you know, I'll bring it in tomorrow, B'li Neda. There's really an excellent, simple book written very simply and gives the main principles of pronouncing words properly on Diktuk. Oh boy, I forgot what it's called. I'll bring it in tomorrow. Everybody should buy it, really. It has like the basic principles, basic words, common errors it has in davening, and it's really excellent. Believe that, I'll bring it tomorrow and show it to you. It's really, and it's good to get it. If the melech wants you to talk a certain way, and then you're standing in front of him petitioning him for something, and you talk the way you want to talk, not the way he wants you to talk, you got to feel a little funny about it. So, okay. Sivchav Gimel. I'm putting it in a stark marshals. It's takan not ma'akev b'di'eved, but it's important, and that's how you should perhaps think of it. That the melech wants you to talk a certain way. So, tzarech l'dakdek shelo yirapei hachozek lo yechazek harofa. So we are pretty good about that in the letters of Beis and Chof. Let's say Beget Kefes. Beis, Chof, Fe, and Sof. We're good about that. And, yeah, but we're not good in Gimel, Dalet. We're not good in the other ones. It's not that hard when there's a dogesh in a letter to pronounce it more firmly. Rav Pagro started doing that like the last year, I think, or year and a half that he was laning. He started being very careful about the dogeshes, even in a mem or in a dalet, and you could hear the difference. And it's not that hard. So, okay. V'lo yomiach hanod v'lo yonid hanoch, that's basically by a shva. You have a shva noch and a shva noch. Okay. Mishnah Brura. Hanot, what?
The Ohavto.
Hanoch, Shivo Hanechtefes Mikro Noch. If it's, I don't know how you say it in English. If you don't pronounce it as a syllable in itself, it's part of the previous syllable. That's a Shvo Noch. Like the Ohav. You don't say Havito. That would make it a syllable. It's not a syllable in itself. That's a Shvo Noch. It's part of the previous syllable. Have. Okay. Nikronoch. Gadol Seif Teva. Everything the Mishnah Berurah is going to say now has exceptions, and even the exceptions have exceptions. And I'm not kidding you. The exception to the exceptions have exceptions. If you really want to learn, Diktuk with all the exceptions, your eyes will, you'll go cross-eyed in a couple of days. But at least the basics you should learn that are 90% of the time true. Kagoin b'soif teva, at the end of a word, it's for sure noch. You're not going to end a word with a ma. O b'emtza teva haba'a achar tenua katana. Mishnah Berurah in a moment is going to say what the tenuas gedolos are. So the other ones are katanas. Ushvanod, we call it no. Nikra hamisno es. It moves, meaning it's a syllable in itself, that's all. Kagoin b'roish teva, shema. O be'em sateva, in the middle of a word, habo achar tenua gedola. The simen tenua gedola is the word pituche chosom, which is very funny, because in the Chumash, pituche chosom is without a yud, and it's a tenua katana, the p, not a tenua gedola. But this is the simen, it's pituche chosom with a yud. That's all. And we don't pronounce it right anyway. The real difference, alright, well, in a second. Rakachirik. Kishayesh Yud Etzla Nikras Tenua Gedola. Oh, another way, I'm sorry. So he doesn't speak it out. Okay, the simon of Tenua Gedola is E U O O P Tu Che Chosom. Those are the Tenuas Gedolos. But there's exceptions because the O is sometimes this way and sometimes that way. It depends what kind of a komatz it is. But we're not going to do that now. Especially since I don't really know it. Rakachirik, we don't pronounce a chirik correctly. We make up our own rules. The real rule is when it's followed by a yud, it's a tenua gedola, and it's tsi, as in tzitzis. That's the right way to pronounce the word, tzitzis. The first one has a yud, so it's e, and the second one doesn't have a yud, so it's it, tzitzis. We make up our own rules. When it ends a syllable, like when it's at the end, we make it into a e. What do? We end up uh, Give me a word. Give me a word. Big D. Big D. Well, big. We end up making it an I when it's the beginning of a syllable, and when it's the end of a syllable we say E, and when it's in the middle of a, when it's the beginning of a syllable we say I. Like we say tzitzis. What? No. Anyway, the real rule of a tzitzis is the best way to remember the way you're supposed to pronounce it. When it has, even though in the gematria of tzitzis, it makes believe it has two yuds, but it's no worse than petuche cholsom, right? Anyway, what? Anyway, with a yud is e, and it's a trua gedola. Without a yud, it's I, and it's a trua ktana.
And that's the way it's
supposed to be. What?
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Oh yeah, I'm afraid so. Tzitzis. Don't, I tell you, that's how Hashem wants to pronounce, and who are we to argue? Okay, that's Chav Gimel, Chav Dalet, Tzorech Likros Kriya Shema. Again, we said yesterday, there are definitely, Halacha recognizes even different dialects in Lashon Kodesh, like Teira, the dialects, but there are rules of how you're supposed to pronounce. Actually, the dialects are mostly in the vowels, not in the in the vowels. That's how they said it. What?
The dialect of authority is different than the dialect.
That's a whole different thing. I used to meet, when I went to Eish HaTorah, when I was a Rebbe in Eish HaTorah, so I used to meet this guy on the bus who lived in the old city on Rehov. What's the last street on the Shona Halachas? On Rehov Shona Halachas, he lived. He had this beautiful house, like with a garden, with trees. And like he was convinced, and he showed me Svarim. You know, everybody has a different reason why Mashiach's not coming. Either because people are not wearing the tefillin shell a whole day, or they're wearing the tefillin shell rolls from the wrong place, or they're not dressed siyastik, or everybody has his own reason. And that's why Mashiach's not coming, because by Banner, like 8,000 reasons why he's not coming. Because everybody has their own reason why he's not coming. So this guy's reason was because we don't pronounce the words properly. And he showed me in a sefer that that's Makid Mashiach. And if everybody would just pronounce the words properly, Mashiach would be here. Mashiach.
What's the name of the place where one learns Torah?
Where one learns
Torah.
Besorah?
Tyre.
Tape?
Is it Yeshiva or Yeshiva?
Yeshiva, there's a yud there. Last time I looked, there was a yud there.
Yeshiva?
Yeshiva.
Yeshiva.
That's how these.
Because they're thinking of the English word, and there's an I there, not an EE. Maybe. But it's Yeshiva.
No,
Yeshiva?
Yeshiva.
So it's pronounced wrong. That's why they're not Matzliya.
That's why Mashiach.
Again, we're going to have. I don't know, you know. It's a good thing to do. If it's a toss-up between that and learning Hilchos, I don't know. You gotta have time for everything. If we wouldn't waste so much, alright, let me not get into that. If we wouldn't waste so much time, we'd have time for everything. That's all I'll say. Tzorech Likros Kriya Shema B'Ta'amim K'mom Shein B'Torah. It's proper to lane, to say Kriya Shema with the trump. Hagah Avalonagu Kebe Medino Seilu. Certainly, it confuses you if you're not really fluent. Anyway, lo nagu kein. Umikomakom hamadaktik imachmirim bekach. This is really a halachic inyan, not just practical, because the source of saying it with the trop. So some say, and that's what the Rama holds, that it doesn't really mean the trop with the tunes the way we know it, but it just means the pauses. And the esnachtos and the basic flow of the words should follow the basic flow of the trup. So even if you don't say the tune of the trup, but that, and you know, that's all it means. It means, like you go, the ohavto eis Hashem alokecha b'chol miyodecha, without saying the tune. But, so it's really a halachic thing here, if you learn the Torah base racism and the Darkei Moshe, so that you see that that's really the what's going on here. When we come to Gamma Dakta Gemachmir Bakar, they're Makbid for those shitas alone that it does literally mean with the trop, with the tomb. And it certainly, so it depends. What the Achrenim say is, listen, if it's going to help you and make you and force you to pronounce the words correctly, like the ohavta, so that'll stop you from saying the ohavta. Because you're going to follow the trop and you're going to say it right, the ohavta. So then that's good. But if it's just going to confuse you, you know, and it's going to just make you focus on that and it's going to mix you up, I don't know, that's what they say, so better don't do it. But, you know, after 2 weeks of doing it, you'll be fluent in it and you won't even think anything of it anymore. I don't see why after 2 weeks it should be confusing. After 2 weeks, you'll know it by heart. You won't be thinking of the trump anymore. It'll just come naturally, the tune. You'll know it by heart. Mishnah Brura, who goes on the remor that lo nagu kain, ach shetzorech lizor, but certainly you still have to be careful, litzok b'mokam aroi lahatzik l'fi ha'inyan, to pause in the right places, because whenever you have a mercha tipcha, right, so the tipcha is the pause, so you make sure you don't batch up the pasuk, v'yosu lohem tzitzis, not v'yosu lohem right, so don't pause after the Yasu. Pause in the right places, even if you're not saying the truck. So that the construct of the pasuk, especially yesterday we learned the word Hayom, that you should make sure to put Hayom closer to Anochi Mitzavacha and not say Anochi Mitzavacha Hayom Alavavacha. So if you say it to Trump, you'll have it automatically. If you don't, at least make sure to construct the sentence the way the Trump leads you to do, and that way you'll be saying it right. Al ken yira lekrosa benachas, slowly. Dim lov hochi yishtana lefamam avonos dvar val yadei zeh. The Shabura says that I don't even know if you yaitzim with the evid if you change the meaning of the pasuk many times with at the end of the pasuk with the you know with the mercha tipcha many times it does change the meaning. You have to really be careful about that. That's when the bar mitzvah boy knows the parsha, then that's the biggest problem. When you know that the end of the pasuk, they have to get straight where the pause is. Okay, so there you have it. The Mechaber says Tzorech, the Rambam says Lenoagel Kain, and Hamadaktik Yemachmir Mekach. If you're in a place where people will make fun of you, then don't do it. Ublubachi Yechavein. Mishmur warns you about that. Don't focus on the trump. Ki Anagino Lemisha Lehurgol Bo Matzara Kavona. You'll forget about what the words mean. And you'll be thinking, Mapach, Pashtos, okay, Eif Katom, you know. So, okay, I don't know how you'll ever do it. I guess you gotta practice. After a week, you won't have a problem anymore. 2 weeks. By Zilberman, it's Geschmack. Everybody says it together, in unison, with the trump. Everybody, loud. That's what we'll be having that. But everybody says it loud, together, in perfect unison. Okay, Chaf Hey. Shayom Aruk Shartum Leos Al Yodecha. Yimash Mesh Bit what?
Can I kiss two together also?
Shayom Aruk Shartum Leos Al Yodecha. Yimash Mesh Bit Filin Shal Yod. Shayom Aruk Vahoyul Toto Falls Bain Enecho. Yimash Mesh Bit Shal Rosh. Shayom Aruk Uri Isem also. Yimash Mesh Bit Beis Yitzio Shal Ofanov. We do more. We really have all four tzitzios gathered up, or many people do, I should say, and they kiss the tzitzis. All the Mechaber says is to be mamashmesh bebeis tzitzio shalofanov. Vayim liel simen chavdalit sifhei, which is really sifdalit, not that I remember, but I have a Mishnah Brura with our kolos betikunim. So there it talks about kissing the tzitzis, probably, with nechib of mitzvah. Okay.
The mashmish, the tefillin, is actually moving it or touching it?
No, touching it.
Why isn't
the Yidnarga? V'chein b'parsha shniyah, the Mishnah Berurah says, and the second parsha also, shemazkir inyan tefillin, tzorech l'mashmish. There are some who don't, claiming that we had already in the Mishnah Berurah 2 days ago, that when it talks about not making motions and not doing things during Kriya Shema, that are only things that are not relevant to Kriya Shema, but anything that is part of the Kriya Shema will help you in your kavana. And you say Ksharitam Leos Al Yodecha, certainly that is fortifies the kavana, it's not a shtera kavana, so that's not included in the din of not to make motions or do things during Kriya Shema. Even if you don't have tefillin on, would it? No. I mean, you're allowed to, but that's not. I mean, I haven't seen anyone say it.
I want to know if you're allowed to, but that's not.
If it helps your kavana, you're allowed to. I think it looks funny. I never saw anyone do it. I guess you do it. I won't look at you next time. Chavav. Yesh Noagim Likros Kriyash Mabu Kol Ram. We had a few days ago, Kol Ram is Ma'orer Kavana. And Yesh Noagim Likros So Balachash. There are reasons given. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah brings, no, he doesn't bring down the reasons. I don't know. By Zilberman, they do it in unison. Certainly Bekol Ram. Okay. Umikomakom Yomu Posegrishim Bekol Ram. That's what we had early in the Siman. Because certainly you're supposed to be more at a kavana by posegrishon, because that's where the kavana is absolutely ma'akev. So you certainly should be more at a kavana in the first pasuk. Yesh noagim le'inyan yotzer b'kriyash magadei acher sheyachavin lahotzio. It seems like yes, I think that's the. I think the default svara is like, hey, why can't you be yotzer kriyash with someone else with shomei ka'oneh? But it's a shaylin, the achronim, they have psukim, they sort of make their own droshes, that the implication of the pasuk is that you should say it yourself. Actually, there's a Yerushalmi brachas. Anybody? Yerushalmi brachas, which, according to some, you can't get any of everything. You can't win in Yerushalmi, but at least according to some, Yerushalmi says beferish that you can't be yotzei kriyash with someone else, you're supposed to say it yourself. But that's only according to the Rosh Terlio or something like that. Now we can talk like that. We sound like real hotshots. I am Morgan Avromu Prima Gordon, okay. Barovo Achronim Sovereign Diotze Bazaar. Actually, contrary to maybe intuitively, maybe we think like, no, of course not. But actually, most Achronim hold you can. For Odev Zemi Hirhur, which you're not Yotze, here a lot could be dummy, but this is Shomei HaKone, as we know. Hashem said the Shomei HaKone is a concept. The Chosav Olas Tamid, Venera Gedavka B'Maven HaLoshen, even Loshen Kodesh. This is a big, big Shiloh when you're doing Shomei HaKone, whether you have to understand it if it's Loshen Kodesh. That's a major, major Shiloh. We may have it in the Bir HaLoch and the next Simon. Some discussion of it when you, yeah, we'll see. So I am the siman kuf sadi gimel sif aleph kuf sadi gimel. What's that? Birchas Hamazon. It's probably Birchas Hamazon, I guess. I don't know. Ubishiri kinesis agdoyle evi b'shem Birchas Avram. The davka b'yochid amotzias hayochid. One on one. Avu yochid motzias harabim or yochid motzias hashnayim b'birchas Hamazon. He means it's 10 people. We saw in previous halachas that when there's a minyan, the act of being motzi others takes on a more, it's more oiskalt, it's more of a proper thing to do. You have times when a yachid can't be motzi a yachid, but when there's a minyan, then yes. But really you should properly be saying it yourself. So here, you find sort of the same halacha. But Tzibur, there's more of a takonas chazal that one could say for others. That's the koach of a Tzibur. Adrab, it's Barovam Hadras Melech, and one person says it for others. So we had it, whether Bechlal, you could be motzi others. By Bichas HaShachar, we had a Shaila, certainly Shmona Esrei, and even Bichas Kriyashma, to be motzi a Boki, you need a Sora, we had. But here, he's saying, like, even the intensity of Chiyuv, maybe by Yochid Motzi as Hayochid, the Shomeya has to understand it, even if it's Lashon Kodesh. Havel Yochid Motzi as Harabim, O Yochid Motzi as Hashnayim, the Birchas Hamazon, meaning there's a Mezumen, So you're doing it kitakonos chazal. That's the point. You're doing it with the sanction of chazal, that now's a good time to be motzi others. So then he suggests afilu einu mevina b'loshon hakodesh yotzim. B'zeben agir, you have to ask a shayla. It's a very complicated inyan. I were yotzei kiddush, and it's not clear to us if the people listening are understanding Lashon HaKodesh. Well, either they do understand Lashon HaKodesh, or we're maker that you don't have to. That's all. That's there to say. They don't have to understand much. They don't have to understand every word. They have to understand the Kaddish HaShabbos, really. Really, they don't have to understand every word. They have to understand the Kaddish HaShabbos. Have to understand that you're being Mekaddish the Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. I happen to have seen an interesting halacha. Nothing to do with this, what we're learning, but it's really it came out, because we have all these svarim that they asked of Chaim Kanievsky, like 800 shailos, and, he gave his terutzim and they wrote them down. So if you trust it, someone asked me this the other day, and I said in svara what I hold, and I still hold like that in svara, but Rav Chaim said, b'shem b'chazanish, not like that. His question was, if you said Birchas Avos without Kavana, but you didn't start the next bracha yet, or you're up to Melech Ozer Moshiach, his question was, if you just said Baruch Ato Hashem, and you didn't have Kavana. No. What? Birchas Avos. Even the first. And you didn't have Kavana. It's all Hakadei Dibur, okay? So, but can you think now what the words mean? So I said, in Svar, if it's Lachakadei Dibur, no. In Svar, no. So I saw, I was looking at the Sefer. Hashem was very kind to me. There's a Sefer Ishei Yisrael about Hilchos Tefillah, very fat Sefer. And I was looking at some halachas there. And in the back, he has like these like 800 shaylos that he has to Chaim Kanievsky. And it mamash opened to the page. Baruch Hashem, really? And he asked Chaim Kanievsky this question. The Chaim Kanievsky told him that he heard. It's not written anywhere. So you're really like trusting a whole bunch of people, like Mr. Ishei Yisrael and Chaim, that his father told him that the Chazanish said. The Chazanish said it's not written anywhere. That even if you finish the bracha, and you did not start yet the next bracha, you could be maharher what the bracha means. Okay. The whole bracha, if you didn't start yet the next bracha, you could think what the words mean. You could have your kavana then. Yeah, as long as you didn't start the next bracha. It's not written anywhere, he said. Shemati min hachazanish. Okay.